There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. And, Margaret's comment about learning English on the BBC. Actually, today is the day that the BBC started broadcasting in 1932.
Isn't that amazing how things... We just have a knack for tying things together on this show.
We do. We're just the knitters of the world.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Betsy Ross. You know, it also reminded me that... I'm trying to remember where it was. I was someplace, and this woman with a very heavy Russian accent said something, you know, something like... She may have said hot damn or something like that, one of my sort of expressions that's not all that common. Mm-hmm. And I turned to her and I said, "Where did you learn that?" And I think she recognized my voice. She said, "Oh, well, all the doctor's offices in Brighton Beach, which is a heavily Russian, or used to be a heavily Russian neighborhood, have your radio program on during the day. So we all learn English from listening to your radio program." And I thought, I'm single-handedly ruining the English language. Because I thought, first of all, I speak so quickly that people trying to learn the language from me is, you know, I try consciously to slow down my speech, but I think part of it is, this is, you know, there's no script here, and I don't know what we're going to be talking about. So I have to think about it at the same time I'm talking about it, and I obviously have to think relatively quickly. But that's probably a rationalization because I've always spoken quickly. My grandmother said, "You have the most perfect diction, which is very lucky, because if you didn't, no one would ever understand a word you said because you speak so quickly." And that was well before I was on the radio. But the idea of people actually learning English from me is kind of scary because I do speak such a vernacular English. But so Margaret in the BBC actually did much better. Okay, also in 1154, Henry II of England was crowned at Westminster.
All right.
And something that really resonates with Manny and myself. In 1924, the last Rolls-Royce Silver Ghost was sold in London.
Yeah,
I mean,
about that.
It was. Yeah. Have you ever ridden in a Rolls-Royce?
I have not. I've always been curious about, you know, riding in one. But
they are kind of. Yeah, the new ones don't do it very well. At one point, when you know, every once in a while in this country we go through this situation where the world is coming to an end, Henny Penny, and you know the stock market's going to crash and real estate's going to bottom out, and so the question is, you know, what are you going to do, gold or silver? And at one point I knew a guy who owned a Rolls Royce dealership. In fact, I think this may have been before I knew him. And at some point I had read someplace, and this was like 25 years ago, that Rolls Royces held their value better than anything, better than gold or silver or anything. And so I didn't have much money. I was a poor starving graduate student. But I thought, if I converted everything I owned and bought a Rolls Royce, that maybe that would be a good idea. I was on a beach, I think, in Mexico when this thought came, and there were no margaritas involved, I promise. And mm-hmm. I had sort of thought about this, and then you start pricing Rolls Royces and realize you're not the only person who's had that theory. I told you that was my at one point the one of the six original ruby red slippers from the Wizard of Oz were going to be auctioned off at Sotheby's.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend and I were each going to put in $5,000, which, you know, I don't know where either of us was going to get $5,000, and buy a pair, and each of us was going to have a shoe. And so those shoes that we were going to bid on for our masterful $10,000 went for something like $3.5 million, something like that. So I have all these great ideas that are completely unrealistic. But I actually do have a friend who owned a Rolls Royce dealership, and that thump is really great. The new ones don't do much for me, but the old ones are just gorgeous, and you really do feel like somebody very special in them. I mean, they're big, heavy cars.
So yeah, they're huge. Right.
Yeah, they're great. There's somebody around here in a parking garage who has his, and apparently they steal the, you know, what's it called? It's not the head thing, the, you know, the little icon that's on the the grill.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I think it's Winged Victory, isn't it? I think that's what it is.
Yeah,
I think. All right, we could Google that. 1941, Adolf Hitler became commander-in-chief of the German army. Mm-hmm. A chilling thought.
Yeah.
1956, iron-born physician John Bodkin Adams arrested in connection with the suspicious death of more than 160 patients. Mm-hmm. He's convicted only of minor charges. Did you know anything about that one?
I did not know that. I figured maybe you knew a little something about that. Maybe
there's something about it, but I don't. When he was Irish-born. I wonder if that's in the United States that it actually occurred. The picture of him, of course, pictures always look weird once you realize it there. He was a general practitioner, convicted fraudster, and suspected serial killer. Between 1946 and 56, more than 160 of his patients died in suspicious circumstances.
160?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
In 10 years, that's 16 a year.
And he only got...
That's one and a half a month.
He's only...
It gets better.
Okay.
Or worse. 132 left him money or items in their wills.
Oh, goodness.
He was tried and acquitted for the murder of one patient in 1957. Another count of murder was withdrawn by the prosecution in what was later described as an abusive process by the presiding judge, causing questions to be asked in Parliament about the prosecution's handling of events. It was featured in headlines around the world. So this was in 1956 and 57, which is probably why neither of us knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was described as one of the greatest murder trials of all times and murder trial of the century.
Wow.
It was described as unique because, in the words of the judge, the act of murder had to be proved by expert advice or expert evidence.
Mm-hmm.
It had several important legal implications. It established a doctrine of double effect, whereby a doctor giving treatment with the aim of relieving pain may, as an unintentional result, shorten life. Huh. Secondly, because of the publicity surrounding the committal hearing, the law was changed to allow a defendant to ask for such hearings to be held in private. Huh. Finally, though a defendant had never been required to give evidence in his own defense, the judge underlined in his summing up that no prejudice should be attached by the jury by him not doing so. Well, that we know about. The case and the inability to convict him of murder is also known for widely suspected political interference from Sir Ronald Gwynne, ex-Attorney General Hartley Sawcross, and members of the Harold Macmillan government. He was found guilty in a subsequent trial of 13 offenses of prescription fraud, lying on cremation forms, obstructing a police search, and failing to keep a dangerous drug register. He was removed from the medical register in 1957 and reinstated.
What?
Reinstated 4 years later.
Wait, 4 months later or 4 years later?
4 years later. 1961.
Wow.
Still, 160 unexplained deaths.
How could they just... With all that, I mean,
I don't know.
All that suspicion. I mean, how do you?
They said that files on the case were initially closed to the public for 75 years, which would be 2033. However, special permission was given in 2003 to reopen the files.
Unbelievable.
Folks, write this down: John Bodkin Adams, and don't use him for your general practitioner. That's a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, well, it actually says, his Wikipedia says he passed away in 1983, so...
Yeah, yeah, you can't actually find him anymore.
But, man, that's... Wow. I can't believe they reinstated him. That's...
Well, they said two failed applications, so... I wonder what it takes to actually be turned down for a third time.
Right.
When,
yeah.
1972, the Apollo program, the last manned lunar flight, Apollo 17, was crewed by Eugene Cernan, Ron Evans, and Harrison Schmitt, returns to Earth.
Yeah, I think we actually talked about that the other day, because the other day was the anniversary of it landing on the moon, I think.
Yep.
Actually.
Yep.
This is it.
Well, I had to come back.
Yeah.
74, Rockefeller was sworn in as Vice President of the United States under Gerald Ford.
Mm-hmm.
1998, Bill Clinton was impeached. So this is a pretty political day.
Yeah, absolutely.
All righty. So so Patrick, who was my source yesterday of the conspiracy theory about Sony, that story just will not go away. And he actually called to say that I called him David and his name is Patrick. So, but he's right. I'm just trying to I was trying to cover his identity in case the feds were listening. I made that up. It was just a mistake. All right. And we've got new information about Team America, which was supposed to replace the interview. Stay tuned. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. Just call me with it, whatever it is that's on your mind, and we'll talk about it. With the holidays coming up, there are all sorts of issues about, I think Doug's question to me yesterday morning is, what do you gift a spouse? And I said, for women, nothing that goes into the kitchen. No appliances. Could do those in the white sales after Christmas, but they can be sentimental. They can be memorable. But the I think that a gift should reflect the donor as well as the recipient, which is why I'm not particularly in favor of lists. But that's just me. I'm sentimental. Catherine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I've listened to your show a lot, and I want to let you know that I really appreciate all the advice you give out because it's great advice.
Thank you.
Also, my question to you today is, how do I handle a situation with my ex-boyfriend? He and I met through his sisters, and I was friends with his sisters for 2 or so years before I even met him. And now we've broken up, and I've asked him not to contact me because I need to get over him, and I want to, you know, you can't really do that when you're continually in contact with someone.
Right.
And his response is, if you cut off all contact with me, do not come to, because his sisters have sons and daughters, and I go to their birthday parties. And his response is, don't come to any of the birthday parties, or else. Basically saying that because I take being an emotional person, and he said to me that there were things he would do to make me feel uncomfortable.
Wow.
I don't know how to handle it. Yeah.
All right, let me get a little background on Mr. Charm, school graduate here. How old are you, Catherine?
I'm 25 and he's 32.
Okay. How long were you together?
Well, we were together at first for about 4 months, broke up, got back together, and then we're together for about a year and a half. So altogether about 2 years almost.
How long have you been apart?
We separated 2 days after Election Day, so November 6th.
Okay, so you've been apart about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Why this time did you break up? Whose idea was it? Yours? It sounds like it was yours.
Well, it has been my idea for a while, but we were living together at the time, and until recently I found another place to go. So
okay.
We ended up getting into a fight. I was going to try and make it through the holidays with him, but we ended up getting into a fight, and he said, don't come back, get your stuff or I'm not there, and that's what happened.
Okay. What was the cause? Why did you want out? What was not working?
Well, I have self-esteem issues. I'm willing to admit that I have stuff I need to work on myself. But he's also an alcoholic, so I can't have a relationship with him being that way.
Okay, okay. If he stopped drinking, would you be interested in a relationship or not?
Absolutely.
Okay. Did you tell him that?
Yes, I've told him that.
Okay. Here's what I would do if I were you. It sounds to me that there's still a lot of passion in this relationship. It may not be a very comfortable passion, but it's nonetheless. And to a certain extent, that's probably, it's a little difficult to deal with right now. But for the future, if the two of you are ever to get back together, I think it's much easier to convert the fury into something positive as opposed to feeling absolutely nothing about each other. So what I would do right now is sort of have in your mind, and you can certainly communicate it to him and to his sister, that his sobriety is more important to you and should be more important to him than the relationship, and you would certainly be very willing, if he's interested, after he has a year of sobriety under his belt, to revisit the relationship. I would tell him that first before I would tell his sister, and I'll tell you why in a minute as we go along. So he has the sense that this isn't never, this is not right now, that, you know, I can't, that we're old enough now to begin to think about, we lived with each other for a while, we've been together, we've been apart, I need to work on myself, but I need to know going forward that you have your drinking under control, and that means at least a year of sobriety so that both of us don't have to worry about it. And then I think what you can say to his sister is, I love you dearly, I miss you, but I don't want to be at family functions where he's around because I think it's giving him a mixed message. I'm not going to know how to be around him. If we're friendly to each other, does he think that that means he should come back? I don't want to have to sort of see him drinking or not drinking. So for family functions, I need for you to take me off the list, which doesn't mean that I can't see you privately, as long as you and I have the ground rule that we don't talk about him. I won't ask about him. Of course, I want to know, but I think he's just going to have to be off the table between the two of us, because if we're to be back together, I don't want him to feel that I was spying on him or that you were spying on him during the time we were apart. And if we're not to get back together, I need the space to kind of heal from this. So I'd love to see you. I'd love to see your daughter. I just can't do it at family functions for the next year or for the foreseeable future. After a year, if he's not clean and sober, I think he will have moved on and you will have moved on. If he is clean and sober, then the two of you need have the opportunity at least to see if either of you are interested in a relationship. But given the reality that if she's really a good friend, and it sounds like she is, that you'll be able to pick that up and she'll understand that it really puts her in a compromising position, you in a compromising position, and him in a very uncomfortable position to have you at family events. And the fact that he's threatening you, I think he's probably as frightened about that as you were uncomfortable. Give him the space to see if he can't find his way. And if he feels that you've made him stop drinking, he's not going to stop drinking. If this is a decision he comes to on his own, then there's some possibility. So I would just gently, as much as possible, say to him, you absolutely understand his concern, that you're going to go and light candles and hope that a year from now the two of you will be sitting down and having a glass of club soda together and talking about whether or not either of you are interested in revisiting the relationship, because he's been clean and sober for a year, and that maybe you can do Christmas next year with his family, depending on where he is and where you are and where his sister is, and then explain it to her. But explain it to him first.
Okay. Well, I will say he has advised me he's stated to me in the past that he doesn't foresee himself ever going completely dry. He has.
Well, look, he may not view himself as an alcoholic. He may not view himself as having a problem with alcohol, but you do. And so that's part of the issue of the relationship, and that either the two of you will share that worldview and he'll do something about it, or you show that worldview and he won't do anything about it, or you won't share the worldview. If you don't share the worldview, you've got no place to go in this relationship. But a year from now, it won't make any difference. Or it'll make a lot less difference.
Okay. Now, I have a little bit more of a question. On my part, in the future, if I do see him and he's with someone else, I'm just worried about how I would react.
Well, it'll feel terrible. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about it. And that's the problem about loving somebody and not having given up on them yet. I mean, it is a problem. Let me put you on hold. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Catherine, who has, again, not an uncommon issue in that she and her boyfriend of a couple of years really called it quits in the last couple of weeks. And so what happens about the holidays? And the complication is that Catherine was friends with her ex's sister. Her ex's sister, that's right. Before she knew him, and he's now saying, "Well, what is going to be threatening? What's he going to do if you show up at a holiday function? Do you know what he's threatening?"
Well, We had made an agreement that if we did see each other, or if we knew we were going to be in the same vicinity, that we wouldn't bring other people who might be our significant others. But now he's saying that's off the table. That's what he's threatening to do.
Oh, okay, so the way he's, if you show up at a family Christmas thing, he's gonna, how would he know ahead of time?
He would probably end up hearing it from his sisters. It's a very large family, so it gets
okay, so if you show up, he's going to show up with a date.
But basically, and he also said something to the effect of, since, you know, I do tend to be emotional, he said that, you know, he would maybe stay or act a certain way towards me that would make him, that would make me react. You know, negatively end up with me getting upset and having...
Well, but Catherine, all right, look, first of all right, what have we learned from this? That he's as nervous about running into you as you are about running into him, all right? Because otherwise, you don't make threats about things you don't care about. So he's worried about it as well. And that's an interesting and potentially positive sign. I wouldn't necessarily... you know, pick out my bridesmaid's dresses yet, but I think it is. It's a statement that in his own somewhat childish, it's my ball, I'm going to take it home. Way he's saying he's as worried about the confrontation as you are. Not even confrontation, about a situation where you would bump into each other. Number one. Number two. Look, what you have to do, this is not about him at this moment. This is about where you're putting your head. And what you need to understand in your gut as well as your head, and your head as well as your gut, is he's not a viable mate at this moment. He's a drunk.
Right.
So
right.
It doesn't make any difference if he shows up with Angelina Jolie and Taylor Swift. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. He's not viable right now, so it doesn't make any difference what he does. And you just have to remind yourself that you're not playing for the short term. You're not playing for Christmas 2014. You may not even be playing for Christmas 2015, but you're certainly not playing for Valentine's Day, anything in the near future. So it doesn't make any difference if he shows up drunk or sober or looking great or looking terrible. And does that mean that your heart won't do a little lurch? No, probably not. It will. But so what? What you can remind yourself is, I've always been attracted to him. I've always thought he was great. I do hope that this will work out. But he's off. You know, when you see him, when you think about him, you have to superimpose a skull and crossbone on him. He's poison right now. He's poison for himself, and he's poison for you. So it doesn't make any difference. If you run into him, is it going to feel uncomfortable? Yeah. Are you going to survive it? Absolutely. Because you're going to remind yourself, it doesn't make any difference. It's just like stubbing your toe. It's not fatal, it's uncomfortable, and that's all. But I do think it's important to build that kind of cordon sanitaire, that little no man's zone with his family for right now, because it's going to be gossip. And if the two of you are going to be together, you don't need any nonsense in the interim. You don't need people taking sides, because those sides that they take won't evaporate if the two of you get together, and they won't evaporate if the two of you stay apart. So you don't want the family involved right now. You don't want anybody involved, and you're just going to explain to your friend that you know, you'll talk with her, you can have lunch with her in January, that you'll miss her, that you guys can even have a delayed Christmas, but that you really need that break and you don't want to divide her loyalty. And she'll be appreciative of it. And if the two of you get, if you and the boyfriend get back together, you will have acted in a very classy way. If the two of you don't get back together, you will have bought yourself some breathing room so a year from now you can go to a Christmas party. So either way you look at it, you just need to keep yourself out of harm's way. And if you run into him, you just remind yourself you can smile sweetly and be charming and polite. And that's all you have to be. Because look, if you're 25 years old, you must have a couple of old boyfriends littering the landscape. And certainly right after the breakup, especially when we're still hoping that something will work out, all of us sort of creep around corners thinking, oh my gosh, what if I run into him? And I know if I run into him, I'll look awful. I'll have my hair up in rollers or something. Or, you know, and I look terrific today. Maybe it'd be great if I ran into him. And, I mean, all of us have those fantasies. They just don't mean anything. They're just us kind of working out the end of one chapter. And we don't know where the next chapter is going to begin or with whom or who the characters are going to be. So you're okay. But I think for this Christmas, you stay away from his family, or at least on family gatherings.
I understand. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy. I really appreciate all your help.
You're welcome. Catherine, go find something to do for yourself. Go find, I mean, I had a friend who on Valentine's Day used to go and rent Charles Bronson movies and root for the bad guys. And just go feed the homeless, or go play with somebody else's kids. Just keep yourself out of harm's way. And you've got Christmas Day, basically, and then you've got New Year's Eve, which a lot of people hate anyway, and then you'll be okay. All right, and just remind yourself that this isn't the guy for right now, that whether he's the long-term guy, you just can't tell at this moment, and you want to set things up so if he is the right guy, you haven't trashed anything, and if he's not the right guy, you've begun to be in a place where the right guy will come along.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Catherine. Yeah, I know, holidays bring out all this kind of stuff for everybody. So, all right, speaking of holidays, I actually, and this goes with my theme of my Martha Stewart, bringing out my inner Martha Stewart. So I was at the last movie event that I think I have to do for the year. And in fact, in the next, I sent it off to Shane today, so I think today or tomorrow my list of my 10 best movies and actors and stuff and documentaries and foreign films and animation will be up. And I'll tell you what the number one is. Most of you I've already told, but I'll do that. And we'll do our list after the first of the year when you've seen some of the movies, because a lot of them don't open until Christmas Day or New Year's Day. So this was my last event. It was at HBO. And it was for a movie that I didn't realize until after I got there that I thought I'd seen. It was a documentary called The Case Against Proposition 8. Proposition 8, for those of you who are a little unaware, was the proposition that was passed in California after gay marriage was ratified in California, and then it repealed it. So this was, and I could have sworn I'd seen it. It turns out there was another documentary about the same thing, which I had seen. But they had a party. They didn't call it a party, they called it a reception. And my basic rule of thumb is if you've eaten somebody's turkey meatballs, you have to sit still for their, you have to go, you have to watch their documentary. It's just, you know, one of my little rules of life. But, you know, this time of year, seeing a movie twice when I still have a couple that I have to go through of, you know, sort of obscure ones just so I've seen them. So they had little turkey, they had sliders. They weren't really meatballs, little turkey sliders. Sliders have become the new, I don't know, pate or something. And at one point they were okay, but they had this sort of ketchup-y thing, and I actually kind of like ketchup, so the ketchup was fantastic. I know you could say, well, what about ketchup can be fantastic? This was the best stuff you'd ever tasted. So I went over to the caterer, who I thought was actually, I'd actually talked with her before because I asked her where the ladies' room was that she didn't know, and she was losing her voice. So talking with the caterer was kind of a challenge at this moment, and I said, where did you get that sauce? And so she wrote it out for me, and maybe you guys have heard about it. It's called sriracha sauce. Have you ever heard about it, Manny? Are you a hot sauce person?
I am, but I've never heard of sriracha.
All right, let me spell it for you, because it's spelled S-R-I, like Sri, like Sri Lanka.
Okay.
S-R-I-R-A-C-H-A. And it actually is a hot sauce or chili sauce made from the paste of chili peppers, distilled vinegar, garlic, sugar, and salt, which is what all of them are made from.
Yeah.
It comes from the Chonburi province of Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
And it is fantastic. I mean, it's a little sweet. It's a little, I mean, and it's not burn the top of your mouth. I suppose you could mix it in whatever proportions you want. So I went, they didn't have it in the grocery store that I was at. So I sort of looked at it online. But it's S-R-I-R-A-C-H-A. So if you want to have a fantastic thing, I mean, it was great on, it'd be great on meatloaf or hamburgers or anything else. It's really delish.
Okay.
So that's my Martha Stewart moment.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, yeah. And it's if you go to Amazon, they have some of it's used. I don't know what a used bottle of hot sauce
I'm not sure
would
I
be.
Want to touch the used hot
I don't I mean, think
I know,
so.
I get that it's the foundation is, you know, the pepper.
Well, and especially where it's got sugar in it. Yeah, it's got sugar in it. I mean, you're talking about breeding ground for bacteria.
Right.
Right. I'll tell you about Team America on the return. 855-99 Dr. Joy and Dr. Joy Brown.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Got
Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. What did I just do with that article? There we go. All right, so if you've been following the Sony thing, it's actually, it's a story that won't go away. I mean, it's just, and they're now talking about firing Amy Pascal, and that they're more and more Patrick's theory, I think, is being sort of borne out, that this probably has almost nothing to do with North Korea and everything to do with a coup at Sony. But anyway, so the theaters were, as probably most of you know, that theater, the big five theaters, theater companies in America, basically sign contracts with the distributors that they will take certain movies, right? And so the interview was supposed to open at a lot of theaters. That's how they can tell you ahead of time that it's going to open at 3,400 theaters or something, because they have the contracts. And so the idea was supposed to open on Christmas Day. Then the hacker thing happened, and so and then the threats from the hackers were, if it opens, that, you know, you're going to be sorry, you know, September 11th. And so Amy Pascal said, okay, well, you don't have to do it anymore. And so most of them said no, and then they decided to just pull it. Trust me, it'll be reissued at some point. I mean, it's a little movie. I mean, it's a little silly movie. All right, but the story was that they were going to replace it with Team America, which, of course, is the same plot, more or less.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same movie, except it's, you know,
well, one's puppets, yeah,
right.
And one uses Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, as a singing marionette, okay? But it's basically, it's called Team America World Police.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they're now saying Paramount Pictures has ordered them not to show it, according to three movie theaters. Paramount's not saying anything. There's a history here. I mean, this story, with all the things to worry about, geez. In 2004, North Korea demanded Team America be banned in the Czech Republic. It harms the image of our country, a North Korean diplomat said then. Such behavior is not part of our country's political culture. Therefore, we want the film to be banned. Obviously, it's absurd to demand that in a democratic country, a spokesperson for the Czech's foreign ministry said at the time. This time, the North Koreans didn't ask nicely. In July, a North Korean diplomat told the UN that the interview should be regarded as the most undisguised sponsoring of terrorism, as well as an act of war.
Oh, goodness.
It's a movie. It's a silly, stupid movie.
It's a comedy. For goodness sake.
Yeah, it's not even very funny,
goodness.
But nevertheless. Sony emails unearthed by the Daily Beast this week show the studio screened a rough cut and its face-melting assassination scene for two U.S. State Department officials who apparently blessed it. There's actually an article, an interview, I think, in... I'm trying to think where it was. I know, it's in The Hollywood Reporter, I think, that said that Amy Pascal called up Seth Rogen and said, you know, the assassination scene is too violent. Could you tone it down? So he said that fewer chunks of his head would be the whole thing. I mean, it's not a very good movie, folks. I mean, it's silly. And Seth Rogen, as I said, wrote it, directed it, and stars in it. And it has more to do with his potty habits than anything else. I mean, there's this whole long, involved, stupid thing where he's hiding a missile where the sun don't shine. And we're supposed to find this enormously clever and funny. So, I mean, it's not a very political movie. I mean, admittedly, it does sort of talk about North Korea and the sort of the dictatorship and whatever. But, I mean, in the context of a guy sticking a missile where the sun don't shine, I mean, please. So, this is a story that simply will not go away. And now it's getting... Now, George Clooney has weighed in. He says Hollywood are cowards. They ran for the hills rather than sign his petition to stand behind the embattled studio. He circulated a petition last week to support Sony Pictures in not succumbing to hacker threats, but no one signed out of fear. No one. The media played the fiddle while Rome burned. Hedging over North Korea's involvement. With just a little bit of work, you could have found out that it wasn't just probably North Korea, it was North Korea. Yeah, we'll never know.
Right.
Here we're talking about an actual country deciding what content we're going to have. We cannot be told we can't see something by Kim Jong-un of all. And he used the F-bomb people. All right, so that's George, who apparently is back from his honeymoon in order to circulate petitions. The hackers, now are saying that there's more than one hacker, are saying that Sony was wise to pull the film. If this was an important film, I could get more behind it.
Oh, man.
And the FBI is now saying, no, North Korea did hack Sony. To a certain extent, it's not only that you don't believe anybody, it's that, I think this is a story that's just going to wear itself out.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're hopefully already to that point. Although I must say, when I was waiting to get into the HBO thing last night, HBO is awful about letting people in on time. But nevertheless, people were saying, what are people talking about in your program? And so I told them about this, and they all went along with Patrick's theory because it answers many more of the questions than anybody else's theory. So Patrick was our icon yesterday. He was the one who called up and said, this has nothing to do with North Korea. Because my comment has always been, if you're North Korea, why would you bother messing with Sony? You're hacking the Pentagon.
Right.
Right? And who cares about Sony employees' Social Security numbers? I mean, what are you talking about here?
Yeah, what are you gaining out of...
Yeah, the whole thing is a little silly.
Yeah.
And Patrick's point was, look, if it's North Korea, why wouldn't you take credit for it? It's not like we're going to break off trade relations with them. We don't have trade relations with them.
Right.
So it's not like, we're our best friends and they kind of gossip behind our back or dated our best friend. So I thought his theory sort of worked a lot better.
Yeah. It's just crazy.
All right. So I think we're bored with this story. So we have another hour to go. As I said, I gave it to Shane, so hopefully it'll be posted today, of the top 10 movies, 5 documentaries, 5, I didn't do editors and stuff like that because I figured, I'll vote on them, but I figure that that's not something, if you want to, we can put that category up, or you guys can put the category up. I put actor, actress, supporting, documentary. I think I didn't put a best picture. I did animation. I don't think I even did best director. I suppose I could do that. I'm director. Who cares who directed? You either liked the movie or didn't.
Right.
You can tell. You can tell I'm getting a little movied out. So, and we've got an email that we need to take care of.
Yep.
We have a question to take care of. Mm-hmm. And we have another hour to go. So if there's something that's coming up in the near future, since we are now in countdown phase, this is the last weekend before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's something on your mind that you would like to chat with me about, all you have to do is give a holler, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.